Knife Show. Thousands of handguns, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, knives, personal protection items. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. For adults, $10. Kids 6 to 12, $2. 6 and under, get in free. Saturday, July 15th, 9 to 5. Sunday, July 16th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10, Oak Harbor Exit 261. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said on this Wednesday, July the 5th. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we want to say hello to our friends who are joining us online at WGSO.com, on the dial at 990 AM, on the Mixler app that you can download from our site and take us with you wherever you go, and we appreciate all of you. In a few minutes, we'll be opening up our phone lines, encouraging, welcoming your phone calls at 504-556-9696. You can also email us at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. A lot to talk about, Mimi, and let's start by talking about the movie that we saw on July 4th, Sound of Freedom. I did a commentary about it and talked about it this morning. I thought it was powerful, thought it was great that we had a full packed auditorium there in the theater. And it was inspiring in that, you know, you had a person put it all on the line to save children. And it was very upsetting to see what was going on. And I know you sort of left that movie angry because certainly what's going on at the border, right?
Yes. Excuse me. A little background, though, that I saw today. That movie has been trying to get released for 5 years. There was one of the major movie companies that had it. I don't know if it's MGM, Universal, whatever it is. But it was acquired by, dun-dun-dun, Disney. Disney. Okay? They shelved a movie about children being trafficked. If anyone ever goes to Disney World again and takes your kids, I was there. I worked there. I was a part of their college program. And it was very, and it was like an internship. And it was very hard to get into. Yeah. And I know for a fact that they go into these bathrooms, okay, and get these children. I'm telling you now. So it took 5 years. They had to go independent and release this movie.
And they had a great
about child trafficking. Yeah, it's not even political.
They had a great start. I think they raised $20 million. They had you know, the best showing Monday and Tuesday, number one at the box office. And what's great is that this independent movie did so well, and so many of these woke big box, you know, big theater movies are just bombing. All these superhero, woke, crap movies. But this is a movie about real life. It was a real person saving lives, exposing child trafficking. And kudos to American people for backing this movie. So it's great.
Yeah, and I don't know, people might not, you know, they distribute a movie, and not every single company like AMC and Regal, they don't always pick it up and play it. Because they need people to come and sit. And so it did have limited distribution, which I'm grateful that we had it. But now they're all picking it up because in the end, it's all about the cash.
Well, they were in 2,600 theaters, which was good for them to start. Maybe it'll expand. And the more people that see it, the better. As Mel Gibson said, the first step in fighting this is awareness. He did a video clip for it. We shared that in the morning show. So I think it is a very positive, powerful step. And kudos to Jim Caviezel. He is...
Oh, my God. Those
he's
eyes.
He's the guy, huh?
Sorry. His eyes are so piercing.
Yeah. He really is.
No, but you know what? He's a devout Christian, and he's not afraid to talk about it. In fact, he actually, you know... no matter what question you ask him, he's going to bring it back to God and to Jesus Christ. So it's they couldn't have had a better actor. And he's just a tremendous actor on top of it. So I thought it was terrific. They did have some big name stars, Mira Sorvino, and
right.
You know, they had some other stars in there. And so it's legitimate, and it's a story. You know, they're all freaking out. Is anybody familiar with Man on Fire with Denzel Washington? It's the same story.
Right.
They come and abduct this little girl, and he fights tooth and nail to get this child back.
Right. And just hearing about how extensive the problem is just mind-blowing. So
I think they didn't want to release it because then it would shine a light on what's going on at the border.
Exactly.
And it's disgusting.
The border is an outrage.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting. And then there was a whistleblower that testified. First, it was on Project Veritas when James O'Keefe was there. And she worked for Homeland Security. And she worked at these places where the kids are, and they have to be released to sponsors. And so she said, these are strangers to these children. We don't even do a background check. So I think that she came out and said, these kids are being trafficked. Now, there's two ways to traffic a child. You either make them work ridiculous hours, okay, or they're sex trafficked. And I'm going to say this, too, and you're not going to like it, and maybe you don't believe me, but they also do organ, they sell organs.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and this happens all the time.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. 504-556-9696. As he said, she said, right here on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Other big story we're following, cocaine in the White House. So discovered on Sunday, and Hunter Biden was there on Friday. He left to go to Camp David, came back on Tuesday. So he was there 2 days before the cocaine was found, yet some idiots online are saying that, no, it wasn't the guy who was there 2 days before. It was the guy who was there 2.5 years before, Donald Trump Jr. Now, is that the most insane thing that you've ever heard? Hunter Biden was just there, but they're blaming the guy who was there 2.5 years ago. Amazing.
What did Eric Clapton say? She don't lie. She don't lie. She don't right. lie. Cocaine. It's like sex, drugs, and rock and roll in that White House. You know, a couple weeks ago we had the Pride event, and there was a trans person who flashed her breasts while standing yards.
His breasts while standing yards
from the president. And right. now we've got drugs in there. God knows. We all know they bring girls in there. Bobby Kennedy or JFK is, you know,
but, I mean,
they
now,
all used to do it, but I'm just saying right now.
2023, 60 years right. after him, they've got cameras, they've got immense security. They're going to be able to find out who did this. You have the cameras. I mean, they'll be able to find this out relatively quickly, right?
Well, they're going to blame it on some sort of overnight janitor or something like that. I mean, someone's going to take the fall.
What are the chances?
And they're going to make money off of offshore accounts.
What are the chances it was Hunter Biden?
Of course.
100%.
Well, I mean, you know, I think we can all connect the dots. Wasn't that, we always had those worksheets growing up in kindergarten. Connect the dots.
Right.
I mean, it's not that hard to figure it out. But the most frustrating thing about it, is Corinne Jean-Pierre, who gets up there today. And I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, anytime there's anything to do with one of the different administrative bodies in this country, she will say, I'm just not going to get ahead of it. I'm just, I'm not going to speak to it from this podium. Okay, that's exactly what she says. She put it off on the Secret Service today. She said, oh, they're doing their investigation. I'm not just going to get ahead of it. And then I'm watching The Five right before the show. And I see, and Jeanine Pirro, she really knocked it out the park.
Finally.
She said, listen, why is it so hard for this administration to come out and go, we condemn this.
Right.
It is not appropriate. We will get to the bottom of it. We rely on the Secret Service. And correct action will be taken. Now, Joe Biden goes up on in the beginning of his administration, and he says, we will not take rude behavior, or what was his words? You know, any kind of rude behavior, whatever, they will be fired and rude behavior.
Well,
do you remember when he said that?
Yeah, I mean, well, he was trying to distinguish himself from what he considered to be Trump's unethical behavior, but you know, Trump, of course, never had any
alcohol.
He's
a teetotaler.
Never had any drugs. He was someone that was as straight as they could be. Of course, he had class. The people around him had class. Joe Biden is filled with people that don't have class. His son is a crackhead. His son is one who has committed 454 crimes on the laptop. We just got new laptop pictures. I don't know if you saw that. He was driving 172 miles per hour.
Okay. This guy is the most narcissistic, ego-driven guy that he has to videotape and take pictures of his every single freaking move.
Right.
I mean,
but usually it's like, breaking a law.
Who is he showing these pictures to?
Usually he's either with a prostitute, he's either with drugs, he's speeding, he's doing something illegal. And then he was smoking a crack pipe as he was driving around a suburban Washington neighborhood, not far from the White House.
Right.
And
no, honestly, who is he showing these? He's taken so many that he can't just be like looking at himself.
I think he's documenting it for himself. I mean, I can't imagine him trying to impress anybody with this. I mean,
oh, it's one of those fetishes where when he's ready to get it on, he just like, let's watch this, honey.
I don't know.
Only it's himself. Yeah. Like, who watches that kind of stuff about themselves?
Anyway, and then what has he been doing since then? I mean, of course, that's old stuff. I mean, he's still got the last 4 years of him, you know, his most recent crimes. Who don't know? Who knows?
Oh, my God. If I was his wife, I'd be checking his phone. I'm not kidding you.
Can you imagine being married to that guy? I mean, how could you trust that guy for a second? I mean, he is literally, you know, a walking vice.
Can you imagine, because this has happened, I'm sure it's happened to you, happened to me, when you have younger kids and they don't have their phone or whatever it is, they're like, can I use your phone? Can you imagine if the kid got a hold of that, of the pictures on your phone?
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit Let's Go GEAUXBrandon.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said on the airwaves, WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
Mimi Cruer.
And a few more issues here, Mimi, we want to talk about. One is this presidential race. And Donald Trump had a massive rally in South Carolina over the weekend, 75,000 people. I loved it when Lindsey Graham was booed. He deserves to be booed. New poll shows him way ahead. DeSantis is falling like a rock in second place now at 16 points. Trump is at 49. And then in third place is a guy I like a lot, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is now doubling the amount of support that Mike Pence has, who's only at 5%. And I know you're not a big Mike Pence
fan. Mike Pence is wasting his time. He did have the powers. You know, people think when they talk about what happened with certifying these votes, they think that he was going to just say something, make a mandate and say, I have the power and this election is null and void. No, he was going to send the electors back to the states so they could do like 10 days, I think it is, of investigations or whatever. If you can recount, whatever, that's all that was going to happen. Yeah. And Hillary Clinton tried it. You know, Corinne Jean-Pierre said that the Georgia governor's race was against Stacey Abrams was rigged. I mean, they do this all the time.
Well, and the thing about it is there was more evidence in Trump's case than anybody else. So, I mean, Pence just didn't have the courage to act. You know, we met Pence at that event. Remember that he came here.
And he recognized you.
And I had him on my show and, you know, had my picture taken with him. I liked him. He was in talk radio. But at this point, people are disgusted with him. They don't want him. He's out there criticizing Trump. Vivek said that if he gets elected president, first thing he's going to do is pardon Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And Pence wouldn't even go along with that. Pence said, well, I don't know. It's too early to tell. I got to study it. So, I mean, that's the kind of, you know, waffling and, you know, pandering that he's doing. He's trying to get coverage from the media.
It's because Pence doesn't like Trump.
Right. Although Pence would be nothing without Trump.
They all wouldn't. Neither would Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, neither nothing.
Neither would Chris Christie. Neither would, yeah. I mean, Nikki Haley.
No
neither
loyalty. No loyalty.
He helped every single one of them.
Right. Yeah. The only one who's really his own person is Vivek. I mean, I don't think he was in the Trump administration.
No. He was his own man. He's a tech billionaire.
Right.
Believe it or not. He's 35 years
37.
Old. 37.
Young guy.
You know, this guy's very impressive, and he's very sharp and smart, and he's really good at expressing himself.
Well, and he's MAGA all the way, and he'd be a great choice for VP. I also really like Carrie Lake, who I had on the radio show the other day, and hopefully going to have another interview with her, and she's got a book out, and she's, I think, debating whether to run for Senate in Arizona. And
she's going
to
do that. She's not going to.
I don't know if you saw the piece that was online the other day. I think it might have been Politico, that they had 14 potential VP choices for Trump, and Vivek was one of them. Number one was Tim Scott. What do you make of that possibility?
Yeah, but look, I really feel like Trump this time is going to. Okay, let's just face it. He'd never been in politics before, and I think he knew because he socialized with him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kissing his butt at that point. They're not picking a side. So
right.
when you become president, you realize, you know, these people will pose as one thing, and then they'll go and do whatever they want behind your back. Look at Bill Barr. You know, and so I think that he's going to put people in place that I don't think he's going to go for gender ideology. I think he's going to put people in place that can actually do the job and that can represent this country he's not there.
Tim Scott's not a bad idea. One of the people on the list was Mike Pence, believe it or not, which is not going to happen. Also, Kristi Noem was one of the ones they listed.
This sounds like a Vegas odds
This is
thing.
Carrie Lake. Vivek was on there. All kind of different people. Ron DeSantis was not on there. And I think it's because the relationship is so tattered now that people don't think he would choose Ron DeSantis.
I'm going to tell you, he stepped in it. He stepped in it with his last ad because he tried to compare because Donald Trump, you know, had, you know, he's not against LGB. Okay, I leave the T off because they're just like crazy activists. But, you know, he's not. Everybody wants people to just live their best life. Just live, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's been welcomed by, I guess, log cabin Republicans and other gay groups. And he's been non-discriminatory toward them. So DeSantis puts an ad out there trying to run to the right of Donald Trump, criticizing him for not being more I guess, firm against the LGBT community and being too accommodating.
Leave the T off. They're all by themselves.
And he got a lot of criticism for it.
Listen, the legislation that Ron DeSantis has put out there is all about transgenders.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's not about LGB. And the LGB community, and I follow them on Instagram, they have Gays Against Groomers. If you're not on Instagram, you need to go there. And they are furious. They are livid. They do not want anything.
And, you know,
they feel like their movement's been hijacked.
For good reason, because a lot of this stuff people are looking at is crazy. All right, we want to discuss before the next break, and then we'll come back and open up our phone lines at 504-556-9696. Say a major decision that Louisiana played a big part in. Federal Judge Dottie in Northeast Louisiana issued an injunction on Independence Day, which is very appropriate, that bans numerous top Biden administration officials and agencies from communicating and meeting with social media companies. And this is kudos to Attorney General Jeff Landry and the former Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, who produced evidence of a massive effort by these defendants from the White House to federal agencies to suppress speech based on content, and it was a big win for the First Amendment. White House officials, CDC, and others were stopped cold. According to Eric Schmidt, we need to continue to fight to take down the vast censorship enterprise. Their view of misinformation isn't an excuse to censor. This is the most important free speech case in a generation. Freedom is on the march. And kudos to Jeff Landry for being part of this. And for having this major win, this is going to help him tremendously. Not that he needed it; he's running first. But help him tremendously, even more in the governor's race.
He just got elected. There's nothing more important than your speech. There's nothing more important. I mean, you and I know we've been censored. I don't know how many times because of people in the city of New Orleans. I mean, you just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't. It's not okay that I can't have an opinion. Listen, there's no such thing as mis or disinformation. It's all opinion. It's all opinion. And so when you can't have your opinion, but they can have theirs.
Look at the areas where they censored COVID, 2020 election. Ukraine, Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, all these different issues. And time and time again, they try to censor what I consider to be the truth.
Right. Well, I think to some extent, Hillary Clinton blamed social media. I think this all started with her. I really do. And the thing is social media is what got President Obama elected in what was it, 2008. So all of a sudden they hate it now.
He was the master of social media and got himself elected. And then I think after that, Republicans were playing catch up. And I really think we're still playing catch up.
Well, and in 2008, you have to remember, it was the dawn of Facebook, and it was all college students. But when mom and dad got on it.
Then the college students left.
And we actually have opinions.
All right. We've got to take a brief time out, take care of some business, come back with more. He said, she said, right here on WGSO. Come join us, 504-556-9696. We'll be back.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple. Lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
Social Security is with you.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. With Independence Day weekend cranking up, the city of New Orleans is ready for a huge influx of visitors for the 29th annual Essence Festival. It starts today and runs through Monday evening with dozens of the top names in music and showbiz. New Orleans & Company's Kelly Schultz says it's a super big event for the Crescent City.
It has an economic impact anywhere between $200 and $300 million, and it brings celebrities, journalists, dignitaries from all over the world. So it is a huge honor to have Essence happening in our city this weekend.
Hotels are about 90% booked up. Schultz says last year's Essence Festival had a $327 million impact on the area's economy. Were LSU fans booing Governor John Bel Edwards and Baton Rouge Mayor Sharon Weston Broome at last night's Tigers celebration? Video from the big event shows very little applause for either leader as they were introduced, and crowd sounds that sounded fairly negative. Neither Broome nor the governor seemed bothered by it. This is news from LRN.
I like to say that we're a five-star hotel for airplanes. When people walk in these hangars, probably the most common thing I hear is, wow, these hangars are beautiful.
Mueller metal buildings are made to last.
A lot of people know Mueller makes a very good product. We like the metal. It withstands the test of time, it's hardy, and everybody was so easy to work with. If we had to do it over again, we would definitely stay with Mueller.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit Let's Go. GEAUXBrandon.net. The Premier Media Group presents the Pelican Patriot Awards on Friday, July the 7th. Doors open at 7. The dinner begins at 8. General admission tickets are only $40 a person, and for VIP, it's $75. Proceeds are going to benefit the VFW Post 3267 in Harahan. I'm Jeff Carrera, and I'll get to host this event along with our friend Clay Taylor, who will be providing the entertainment with the legendary Vince Vance. The Pelican Patriot Awards will honor our veterans, first responders, and civic heroes.
is.
For tickets or table sponsorships, contact Clay Taylor at 504-434-8614. And to learn more, visit PelicanPatriotAwards.online. So come see us for a very special event, the Pelican Patriot Awards, Friday, July the 7th at the VFW Hall in Harahan. Help us honor our heroes who have served our community, state, and nation at our inaugural Pelican Patriot Awards. See you Friday, July 7th.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we want to hear from you, 504-556-9696 to jump in. And other issues we'll weave into the discussion. Mimi, before we take some calls, one more issue. You were a flight attendant for a number of years. You're seeing what's going on over the July 4th weekend. It's been a disaster. What do you think is happening? Is this because of the fact that they don't have enough pilots? Is it because of the problems going on with the fires from Canada and all the weather issues? Is it too many people traveling, bad scheduling? What do you think it is?
It's all of the above. So let me just start. Just like Kamala Harris says, let's get to the root of the problem. Okay. The root of the problem is this. They made every single employee in the airline industry, including air traffic control and TSA, take that vaccine. And if they didn't, they had to walk away. They either took their pension or they took the or they quit or they got fired. So, as a result, they've had to cut back on flights. They don't have enough. And so when you've got, I think it's 2.8 million people that came through this weekend, they could never accommodate that. It's just not going to happen. And then everything's weather, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
Everything's weather. So I don't know what you consider weather, but I don't think smoke is weather. Okay, it's not. And that is exactly what it was. It was the smoke.
Right.
And because the first
well, and then flight, there are a lot of questions about these fires, a lot of questions about how they were started. Of course, the liberals want to blame it on climate change. A lot of people are saying there's some suspicious ways all these things were started. So who knows? Bottom line is that we've had this problem for a long time. I mean, they didn't just start all of a sudden this year. This has been happening for a long time.
Right, and. Where are all the firefighters that are inside of the burning like we get all the time? Like if there's a wildfire in California, whatever, and you see there's like images of the firefighters fighting the fire and all this. We don't have any of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? And as far as all the suspicious activity goes, you know, we had the chemicals that were missing. We had two separate incidents. We had, we had the one, the derailment in Palestine. Then we had the ammonium nitrate that was in California. And now there's another one. I read it today.
Right.
There's another missing. This stuff doesn't just go missing. It's not like you can just bring up a wheelbarrow and put it in the wheelbarrow. I mean, that's a big deal. It's a big production.
504-556-9696. So here, by the way, we just have a brand new update on the cocaine mystery. Cocaine found in a zippered bag in the White House work area. According to the New York Times, this was found. It was not found in the library, which
was cubby.
Initially reported. The report said it was a small amount, and it was in a zippered bag, just like they have baggies, of the stuff.
It's called a dime.
And President Trump and President Biden and his family were reportedly at Camp David when a uniformed Secret Service agent found the substance during a patrol. 6 p.m. on Sunday, it prompted a brief evacuation of the White House. Now they're saying that they don't think the culprit will ever be found. I don't know why that is, because there are cameras everywhere.
They don't want to find him.
According to Jim Banks, a Republican congressman from Indiana, He tweeted a meme of an emergency response worker vacuuming white substance from the Oval Office, saying, "What a disgrace, the Biden White House." He also said the Bidens are unfit to live in the White House after this happened, and I would agree with that. I think they are unfit, and they certainly should be impeached because they should be removed.
I think it's a matter of perspective about measuring if that was a small amount of cocaine or not. I'm pretty sure that if it was Hunter's bag, it wouldn't be that small. I mean, it's just, you know.
I mean, I love how the West Wing constantly under surveillance, cameras everywhere, Secret Service everywhere, but the culprit is unlikely to be found. How in the world is that? How is that possible?
Okay, they will not come out and make a statement about anything, but they'll leak everything. So and they do it. And we all know it's in order to make their side look, boast their side, to interfere with the. You know, investigations. Now, it was suggested today on the 5 that there are people in there that don't want him. And so they really are trying
to make him look bad. Well, I mean, he's looked bad from day one. I mean, they didn't need to do anything to make him look bad.
What if Secret Service puts it there?
He opens his mouth and he looks bad.
What if Secret Service puts it there and they're the ones that are going to be reviewing the tapes? And what if you know what I mean?
I think it's another cover up for
Hunter.
They
knew that Hunter would get the blame.
They're covering up for Hunter.
Whoever did it knew Hunter would get the blame. And if you know Hunter's going to get the blame, then you are directly trying to attack that family.
Also, concerning Hunter, we found out today he was CC'd on an email to then Vice President Joe Biden about a call with the Ukrainian president. Somehow, Hunter got on this email chain about a scheduled call with President Poroshenko, who was president before Zelensky. And I guess they were coordinating with Biden, VP, and Hunter Biden, and they wanted all to be on the same page. And this was while Hunter was earning $83,000 a month as a board member for Burisma. And, of course, Joe went to Ukraine and demanded that the investigation stop and was withholding the billion-dollar loan guarantee and said if they didn't do it, he was going to pull that money. And he said, son of a bee, they got rid of the prosecutor. And for that right there, the guy should have been charged right there because he was using public money to help out his son and to stop the investigation into his son. I don't know why that wasn't enough right there to end his campaign.
Right. Well, I think the most ironic thing is that Obama had tasked him with getting rid of corruption and in Ukraine. And so any kind of conversation they have about money or whatever, he could just say, well, we're talking about getting rid of corruption. I'm talking to the president about getting rid of corruption, so that it's plausible deniability, so that you can just say, yes, we are talking about corruption, when you know that you're doing it. But it gives you can just say, oh, the reason why I was talking to the president is because of XYZ. I mean, it is
unreal.
It is just ridiculous on its face. I really think they're hoping to get, I really think Comer and all them are hoping to get the tapes of the phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I hope we get the tapes. I mean, I hope we get all of this evidence that we supposedly have, and I hope they impeach. Let's get to some calls. 504-556-9696. Our good friend from the Buckeye State is with us from the Queen City, Cash Money, calling in. What's happening, Cash? How are you? Good evening. Welcome.
How are you, Jeff? How are you, Mimi? How's your household running? Is it good? Everything fine over there?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Smooth. Operating very, very efficiently.
How about that heat? It's hotter than heck down there.
Oh, no. That's,
we are suffering with the heat. We got a little bit of rain today. Which helped.
So thank God.
Yeah,
oh, it's hot
got
up
a little
here,
relief
too, but
today.
Not quite as bad as you. It's not up here, but... Anyway, let's talk about, what's that presidential runner guy, the Swami guy? I can never pronounce his name.
Ramaswamy.
Yes. We had a conversation with me and you, probably the fifth or sixth conversation. We're talking about February of 21, where he come out, he found an 82-page playbook to show the cancellation in our country. And then he made a great big billboard-sized 50-pictured little deal to show how it's all connected and how it gets shut off immediately. And I can't, you need to find that. I want that on an 8x10 and color glossies. I mean, we'll see it later. He will be a tool for Trump. I don't, you know, we all are about Carrie Lake to be on the ticket. I like Carrie Lake, but I'm going to tell you, Carrie Lake's mentality mind is nowhere near Swami. That man's got a mind, and he ain't afraid to speak it, and it's all about.
Well, he's off the charts, brilliant. I mean, I think the guy's, who knows what his IQ is.
The guy got off the charts. The guy got Don Lemon fired.
I mean, the guy.
I love him.
37
and I am
years
not
old.
Quite sure. I mean, I know you're always studying what's going on and what's the news, but I did. I called you on that day, all passionate, like you got to see this guy. Oh my, look at this! And I was all excited about him. So I'm liking what I see out of him, and he will be a tool. I just pray that me seeing Carrie Lake in the background of these previous events where Trump has been, that she's going to be the guru for Mr. Trump. She's going to put together the team. Carrie, if you're listening, if you're not doing that, start doing that. Because I think Carrie Lake's the kind of person to definitely make sure Lindsey Graham is always in his place and never gets a word in edgewise to manipulate
Lion Lindsey. That's what his...
Oh, he got booed. He got booed.
And he should have been booed. Yeah. He should have been booed.
You know, let's get to my point of instead of them dying for treason, let's let them trade their plan, their sentencing, to serve time together televised. Because Pence will be there, and Lindsey will be there, and there's some Biden all together locked up, televised 24/7. Tell me you would not watch. You would watch. We would all watch.
We want justice. We want justice.
Well, we're
going to
get.
Yeah.
I believe based on Trump's words this weekend, Hillary, there is no statute of limitation for treason. You understand?
By the way, we got to go to a break, but you really thought Trump was on fire this weekend, huh?
Beautiful. Best speech that I've heard this election season. He really put some extra mustard on it, and he said the words we want to hear. The only negative I heard was him trying to pump up Lindsey, but you got my message to say,
keep your enemy
closer to your vest so you can manipulate him later.
All right, my friend, we got to roll to a break. Thank you. Thank you. Quick time out. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
All right, we're back. He said, she said, I'm Jeff Carrere.
And I'm Mimi Carrere.
And let's get right back to the phone calls, Mimi. And we welcome our good friend, Matthew, on the road.
Yes, and I am on the 310, so I have to hold on with all three hands on the wheel.
So you got it.
This morning, didn't it sound so contentious, but the Republican Party, the GOP-E, the establishment, we got Ron Emanuel, Mitt Romney, they're not going to join us in the election integrity effort. We have to have a parallel Republican Party, which is why I'm disappointed Dave Valentine's only offering his technology solution to government, because we don't control any government right now. We might in the future, but for right now, it's us.
Right.
The MAGA people, the deplorables.
Right.
The people who have no money. So
right.
We can't write big checks to
right.
News networks. It basically, if we're writing big checks, it's usually to our home insurance company as a finance check and pass.
No, we need, we need some big time help, and we gotta clean up these elections. Scott Pressler, God love him, has his approach. Jay Valentine has his approach. I commend anybody that's trying to do something about these elections. But the problem is, and Matthew, we got to roll because I can barely hear you, my friend. Thank you for your call. The problem is that the RNC under Ronna McDaniel has the approach of doing nothing. So her approach is just to do nothing.
Well, she's just to push back a little bit, she has been on these new shows where she has said that they are trying to get their ground game.
With her lip gloss.
They're going to harvest stop. They're going to do ballot harvesting.
And her Botox.
They're going to do ballot harvesting.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to do... What's wrong with Botox?
Okay. She looks...
Hey, like, don't knock it.
She looks like a freakazoid, okay?
What?
All I'm saying... She just looks weird.
What does that have to do? A sexist would say, as gut-filled always.
All right. She looks like all of her money's going into, clothing and hair care and everything else. But, you got to read this guy, Jay Valentine. He's an American thinker. And he's pointing out that the problem is we can't rely on the mail. We can't rely on the post office. The voter rolls are the problem. Our voter rolls are totally fraudulent. What these Democrats do is they increase the numbers right before the elections. They mail out all these ballots to fraudulent people. They take them off before we can even examine them. So we're trying to examine voter rolls, and we're a day late, a dollar short. We're not finding out the fraud. They're more sophisticated, more advanced, and they're stealing elections. So they need to cross-check these ballots against all kinds of other records to try to get to the root problem. Here in Louisiana, Brandon Trosclair, great candidate for Secretary of State, says there's 600,000 names on the voter rolls in Louisiana that shouldn't be there.
Well, right. I think that Carrie Lake's lawsuits have helped. I think she's helped a lot with Arizona, and I feel that at least everybody is aware now. Everybody is aware of what's going on. It's not just an empty statement to say 2020 was stolen.
Right.
And you know, everyone is pretty much on the same page. So I think that we're going to have to figure this out. And we don't have much time.
Speaking of time, let's get back to the phone calls. And we go to our fired up friend, the Cajun whistleblowing pro-life buccaneer, our birthday boy, Phil from Jefferson. How are you, sir? Welcome. Good evening. Good evening.
I am greatly blessed, and so are you. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, whistleblowing parents, patriots, police, military, cowboys, and cowgirls. We are here, and we do not fear. We are here, and we will not fear. We are here. We do not fear. And we will preserve, protect, and defend our great nation and our children. It's time to stop all forms of murder and abortion, illegal experimental vaccinations, partial birth abortions, and so-called male and female body parts removal and mutilations. America is not a pedophile, pervert, transgender nation. We are a beautiful, lawful, constitutional, free American republic. We the people versus the New World Order. David versus Godzilla. Have a great day, America. Wake up!
All right. That's Phil.
That was a mouthful.
That way, he's fired up. He's fired up. All right. We're going to have a big event coming up on Friday night. We want to encourage all of our listeners to attend. It's called the Pelican Patriot Awards. You can get tickets at pelicanpatriotawards.online. We're going to be honoring 12 people who have made great contributions to our community, our state, and our nation. Among the 12 people that will be honored, Mike Weinberger, the Home Defense Foundation, a guy who has generously given year after year after year. Albert Guillory, a man who has served our nation and our state for decades. Of course, we're going to be honoring Woody Jenkins, another public servant who has given decades to help this state of Louisiana. Mike Glasser, who has served in the NOPD for 47 years as captain. I mean, unbelievable. Reverend Byron Clay, who is someone who is out there every week feeding the homeless and someone who is a great man. Also, Captain Black, a crime fighter extraordinaire. Who's going to be honored for everything that he is doing. Also going to honor some ladies, Susie LaBrie, who has done a wonderful job in informing the state about Louisiana legislative action, and my own wife, Mimi Cruer, for all of her years of service to historical preservation and all she's had to endure to promote freedom here in this country and our Save America rallies and everything that you have done, all your work behind the mic here on the radio show, and you've endured countless threats, intimidation, all kinds of online harassment, but you're still out there spreading the word, and we're honored to be having you as part of our event as well, so it'll be awesome.
Thank you. I'm just honored to be in the company of such great individuals, so... I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the fact that I'm your wife had zero to do with it.
No, well, it was not.
No. I really mean it. I really mean it.
It didn't. But anyway, we're excited for you and all of our great honorees. We'd love you to be there. It's going to be Friday night over at the VFW Hall on Harahan, on Hickory and Harahan. Doors open at 7. We'll have a cocktail hour. You can get VIP tickets. You can also get general admission tickets. Just go to pelicanpatriotawards.online, and you can get your ticket information there. Also, you can get a table. Our good friend Gary Mason is going to be another one of the people that we're honoring who has served his country for years and is a great patriot. So we're looking forward to honoring him as well. Be a lot of fun. 12 very distinguished people, and come join us for this event. All right. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to Kobe in the studio, all of you. I'll see you in the morning. We'll see you next Wednesday for He Said, She Said on WGSO.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, Tick Tock Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love Tick Tock Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, Tick Tock Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at Tick Tock Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. Tick Tock Cafe, always ready to serve you. At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org. It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics, right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.